עניין דף זין עמד בייז. Let us just go over quickly the previous Gemara. We had here two pshat. The Gemara had asked the kasha. Let us just go over quickly. Bechad ba'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemet. We had in the Mishnah Bechad ba'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemet. Moni Rab Meir. So the Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir. The Snail Rab Meir Oimer Bechad ba'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemet. So it's going according to Rab Meir. So Stam Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir. Then we had v'ler golim Moni Rab Shimonhi. The says in the reish be'echad benissen reish shana l'rgolim Rab Shimoni Eima Seifer. So we start off with Rab Shimon. Then so be'echad benissen reish shana l'rgolim is Rab Shimon. Be'echad be'elul reish shana l'maisa beheime is Rab Meir. Eima Seifer Rab Elazar Rab Shimon Eimrim be'echad betishrei. That Rab Elazar Rab Shimon holds be'echad betishrei is reish shana l'maisa beheime. So the Mishnah is very unclear. Reisha v'seifa Rab Shimon. The Mishnah starts off like according to Rab Shimon, Echad b'nissin is Reisha Shana l'golim. It ends off Echad b'tishrei Reisha Shana l'maisa b'heime. U'mitziyosa Rab Meir. And then in the middle we have Rab Meir. So who's the Mishnah going according to? Omar Rav Yosef Rebihi. So Rav Yosef said the Mishnah is not going, it is a third Tana. It's Rabbeinu HaKodesh. V'nosev lo alibet etanoi. In Rabbeinu HaKodesh paskind. And he paskind according to different Tanoi. B'regolim sovelo ke Rab Shimon. By regolim he holds like Rab Shimon. So therefore he said, that be'echad b'nissen reish shana be'echad b'nissen is reish shana l'golim. U'be'maisa b'heime sovelo ke Rab Meir. B'maisa b'heime he holds like Rab Meir. So me'mele, so it's no kasha reish Rab Shimon mitziyosa Rab Meir. Rabbeinu HaKodesh paskin like Rab Shimon by regolim. He paskin like Rab Meir by maisa b'heime. Ihochi, so the Gemara asked, Arbo, so then the Mishnah is Shver. The Mishnah says there are four Rosh Hashanim. Frag the Gemara, Chamisha Have. Then, if it's the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, there's five. Why are there five? Be'echad b'nissen Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim. That's number one. Tesvav b'nissen is Rosh Hashanah l'golim. That's number two. Echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemet. That's three. Echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shmitin. That's four. Then echad b'shvat or tesvav b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'ilonis is five. So if the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, so there are five Rosh Hashanim. Why does the Mishnah say four? Omar Rove arbo l'divrei hakel. Rabbeinu HaKodesh is saying, I personally hold there are five Rosh Hashanim. But, l'Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, that does not hold b'tesvov b'nissen Rosh Hashanah l'regolim, l'Rab Meir, albo dal l'regolim, take away the cheshbon of regolim, so there are four. L'Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, who does not hold echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemet, dal maisa behemet. Rab Shimon abo dal maisa behemet. So Memele, so Rava answered that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Personally, according to Rebbe, there are five Rosh Hashanim. But Rebbe is saying, but according to Rab Meir, there are four. According to Rab Shimon, there are four. That's why I say everyone is made that there are at least four. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Arbo Chodoshim Ubehem Kama Rosh Hashanim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said a different teretz, that there are 4 months, and in these 4 months there are many Rosh Hashanim. Oh, that's Gevaldik. So Nisan is 1 month, Elul is the second month, Tishrei is the third month, and Shvat is the fourth month. So that's how we ended up with four. Meis weil die Gemara erste Kasche, it says in a Bereise, a few more Rosh Hashanim. Shisha Osor Benissin, the 16th day in Nissin, that's the first day Chalamoy, Rosh Hashanah La'Omer. That means that the Tvuach Hadasha, which was, grew this year, so it's not permitted to be eaten. The first day Chalamoyt, they were makriv, the Kolban Ha'imer, it becomes Mutter. So that means the Tvua of the year becomes Mutter Bachile Shisha Asa Benissen. And this the Tanna calls one Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning, when the Tvua, the beginning of the year, that the Tvua of that year becomes Mutter. Shisha B'Sivin, 6 days in Sivin, which is Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. That means that Chodosh was also B'Migdosh, you couldn't bring a Minche from the Tvua Chadosha till Shavuos. So Shisha B'Sivin Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. So we have here a Bereise, that the Bereise added on two more Rosh Hashanim. 16 days in Nissan is Rosh Hashanah La'Omer. 6 days in Sivan is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. So now the Gemara is asking, and now we, the Cheshbonis, Rav explained one Cheshbon, Arba L'Divrei Hakel. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said another Cheshbon is Arba Chadoshim. So now the Gemara said, but do we have two more Rosh Hashanim? Why didn't the Tana of our Mishnah speak of them? L'Rove L'Sni Shisha. According to Rove, let us say we have four, let us add two more. We have 15 days in Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah L'Golim. 16 days in Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah L'Oima. So it should be six. And then we have seven also, another one. Avnachman Bar Yitzchak, Lisni Chamisha. According to Avnachman Bar Yitzchak, the Mishnah says there are four Chadoshim with many Rosh Hashanim. There's a fifth chaydish. Sivan is also a chaydish. Amar Rav Poppe, so Rav Poppe answered, Kiko Choshiv Midi Dechayil Meulte. So Rav Poppe said that the Tana of our Mishnah is only speaking about a Rosh Hashanah which starts from the beginning of the night. That's the Rosh Hashanah he's speaking about. Bechot Benissen Rosh Hashanah L'Mlochim. As soon as it becomes Leil Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it's Rosh Hashanah already. Be'echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Be'ima. As soon as it becomes Leil, it's a Rosh Hashanah that starts from the night. These two Rosh Hashanim, it starts in the middle of the day. Yemakriv the Omer, so then Chodesh becomes Mutter. Yemakriv the Shtei Alechem, then Chodesh B'Migdash becomes Mutter. So these are Rosh Hashanim, which start in the middle of the day. The Tanna is not speaking about such Rosh Hashanim. Omer Rav Poppe, Kiko Choshev Midi Dechayel Meute. A Rosh Hashanah that starts from the night. Midi Dechayel Meute. A Rosh Hashanah that does not start from the night, it starts in the middle of the day, like a Choshev. So that is why the Tana of our Mishnah did not mention these Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara had asked, Varei Regolim, the Loichayli Meulte. So the Gemara we had said yesterday, that the Rana explains, the Gemara and the Havamina had held, that the Cheshbin of Gimel Regolim is, that when a person made a neder, Rei Elai Lovi Kolben, he made this neder, Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara held, he said, he made a neder, I'm going to bring a Kolben, so he's not mechuyev to do anything yet. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. He didn't say when he's going to bring it, I'll bring a Kolben. The Torah said, when the three regolim pass, he had three opportunities to bring it. Pesach passed, Shavuos passed, Sukkot passed, and you didn't bring it, then you have a Baal Tacha. So the Gemara had understood that the opportunities, the chiyuv to bring it, starts with the regolim. So the Gemara asked, if the chiyuv to bring it starts with the regolim, the loichayla meyulta, you can't bring a kolben at night. You have to you're first able to bring the kolben Pesach by day after you makrim the tamid. So how could you tell me a yisod that the Tanna only mentioned Rosh Hashanim, which start at night? Regolim is not a Rosh Hashanah that starts at night. It starts in the middle of the day. And he spoke about it. So let him speak about these other Rosh Hashanah. The Lechayle Miyuta V'Kachoshif. So the Gemara says you're making a big mistake. L'Esuyei Mi'Korem Mechayiv. As soon as he made the Neder, he's Mechuyiv to bring the Korban. He's not, he doesn't become Mechuyiv when it becomes Yontiv. He made a Neder, he's Mechuyiv to bring it. Mechayiv V'Koy. In this Exeres HaKosov, when 3 Yom Tovim pass, he's over about Acha. So the Yontiv, the Rosh Hashanah, starts from the night. The night does not have to be the first opportunity to be Makavit. The opportunity was before already. So Xeris HaKosev, when 3 Regolim pass, you're over Baal Ta'acha. So the Rosh Hashanah of Regolim starts at night. That's where we were up to yesterday. Now, frag the Gemara weiter. So what are you telling me? You're telling me, we're up to Akasha now. Why did the Tana of our Mishnah not mention there's 2 more Rosh Hashanim. There's the Rosh Hashanah of 16 days in Nisan, when Chodosh becomes Mutter. There's a Rosh Hashanah of 6 days in Sivan, when Chodosh becomes Mutter b'Mikdosh. And why didn't the Tana speak about it? So you're telling me a Teretz, because you only spoke about Rosh Hashanim, which start at night. And these Rosh Hashanim start by day. Let's see what the Tana does mention. The Tana said, "Be'echad betishrei Rosh Hashanah liyovel." Vare yovelis the loychayli meurte the shichol. Let's say in yovel 2 things happen: the avodim become mishachlorim, the karkois go back to the owners. So this doesn't occur leil Rosh Hashanah. The loychayli meurte. This is not chal at night. V'kachoshif. And the Mishnah mentions Yovel. So we'll see, what does Rashi say? This is a shveri gemara, but let us see Rashi. V'arei Yovelis, diktoni v'roshe shonim demas nisen. The Yovel is one of the Rosh Hashanim of our Mishnah. V'loichayli ela al yedeit kia shofer de bezden. The Yovel is chal. That means that what the avodim become free, that what the kakois return lebalayim, that after they blow shofar in Yom Kippur, aydet kiyah shofar de bezin ve'ein ela b'yoyim, d'chsiv b'yoyim akipurim taviru shofar. So the Gemara asks, so yovel is not chal at night. Yovel, the chalos of yovel is chal by day Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah mentioned it. So you see, the Mishnah mentions Rosh Hashanim, which are chal by day also. So I'm back with my old kasha. So why doesn't he mention the Shisha also benisin, Shisha besivin? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yishmoel benoy shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikehi, the Omar meirosh Hashana chayil yovel. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmoel b'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, and he holds that Yovel is chal from Rosh Hashanah. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yishmoel l'kamon b'pirkin me'Rosh Hashanah chayil ve'einoi toli b'tkiye hilkach me'urte de Rosh Hashanah chayil. It's not dependent on tkiye. So therefore, it is chal from at night. Now, we have to know this isn't a posha to Gemara. This, the Rishonim mutchen sich very stark on this Gemara. The Ritva, the Rajba, the Taisus Arosh, Taisus later asks Akasha na Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha that, the Gemara is asking Akasha on Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe mentioned that the Tana of our Mishnah is only speaking about Rosh Hashanim, which start from at night. That's a Rav Poppe's Teretz. So the Mos asked, how could you say such a thing? The Mishnah is speaking about Yovel also. Yovel works, the by day. The Tkiyah, the Tkat, Rashi brings down. The Tkiyah, the Siv, B'yayim Akipurim Taviru Shaifas. Yovel, the Shichra of Davodim is Chal by day. So how can you say only speaks about things that are Chal at night? So it's a Kashan Rav Poppe. So Kan Shaila Ben, forget about Rav Papa. Let me ask you a kasha. The Mishnah says, Be'echod b'tishrei Rosh Hashanim Rosh Hashanah li'yovel. What does the Mishnah say? Forget about Rav Papa. The Mishnah says, Yovel starts when? Echod b'tishrei. The Yovel starts Yom Kippur, when you blow shofar. How do you know? Forget about Rav Papa. How do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Yovel starts be'echod b'tishrei. And you're telling me a posik that Yovel starts Yom Kippur. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara later said the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel Benayish Rabbi Yechon, that it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel Benayish Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breika. We'll explain in 1 minute what the Teretz is. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that Yovel is chal be'echod b'tishrei. Fine, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. You can't run away from this pshat. You can't learn a different pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yovel is chal echod b'tishrei. And there's a Tanya that says that it's chal from Tkiya Shofar. So Kochach, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Vosh Chepes to mit Rav Papa. I mean, he's not, the Gemara is not saying that it's a teretz on a kash of Rav Papa. You have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benoy Shah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. So let us explain one more Nikude. The Pasuk says that you blow Shofar b'yom HaKippurim, and then the Yovel is chal. That's what the Pasuk says. Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike said as follows, that this Yovel worked in stages. Meirosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim lo yihayu avodim niftorim libotein. As soon as it became Rosh Hashanah, a person was an Eved, so Kozman is an Eved, he has to work. That's the job of an Eved. As soon as it became Rosh Hashanah, lo yihayu avodim niftorim libotein, they didn't go home. V'loy mishtabdim ladeinayim. But it didn't work either. Ela oichlin v'shoysin usmeichim v'atreiseyim b'rosheim. They're their own bosses. As soon as it became Rosh Hashanah, they're their own bosses. They can't go home, but you can't work with them. When kivin shigia yom HaKippurim, toku bezdin v'shoyfor niftaru avodim levoteim. So the Tkiya Shofar made that the Cheiris is Nigmar. The Cheiris starts Rosh Hashanah, and it's Nigmar Yom HaKippur. That is what Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike held. And the Mishnah has to go according to him, because else the Mishnah doesn't make sense. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara is the Kasha, but it's Chal. It's chal by Yom Kippur. Why did the Mishnah mention it? So the Gemara held. So the Ritva brings down that the Gemara asked as follows: if you're saying that the Tana of our Mishnah only spoke about Rosh Hashanim, that the chalois starts at night, so he should not have mentioned Yovel, because even though something starts at night, but the Iker Cheiris is by day. So Mamela, it's the Yovel with the Knisa of Yovel, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it starts, but he's not free yet. He becomes free by day. So if our Tana only spoke about Rosh Hashanim, which the Iker Chalois starts at night, he should not have mentioned Yovel. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answered, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, really the Iker Cheiris is at night. The Gemara that Avmin had held Iker Cheiris is Yom HaKippurim, no, it starts from before. The Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, the Iker Cheiris starts at night. But this Xeris HaKosov, he has to stick around till Yom HaKippurim. So Memele, the Gemara always knew the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara did not know Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. If the Iker Chaloi starts Rosh Hashanah, or the Iker Chaloi is Yom HaKippurim, no, there's a Hisofer from Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Rashba explains. This was the Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara. Bekitzer. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is that he's only speaking about a Rosh Hashanah which starts at night. Rav Shisha bereide Rav Idi Oma, Rav Shisha said another teretz. Kika choshev midi de loitoli b'maisa. A different teretz. You're asking Akasha, why doesn't he speak about Tazayin Nissen? Why doesn't he speak about Vav Sivan? It's also Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara answered, he's only speaking about Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Hashanah without a Maisa. That means this man alone creates the Rosh Hashanah. By Chodosh, you have to be Makrib the Kolben. You have to be Makrib the Kolben in order to be Matar the Chodosh. And by Shavuos, you have to be Matar the Makrib the Shtei Alechem. So Memele, this is a Rosh Hashanah, which does not work without a Maise. So he's not talking about such Rosh Hashanah. He's speaking about a Rosh Hashanah, which this man alone makes it Rosh Hashanah. Midi de toli be maise loy kachoshev. So Rashi says, let us see what Rashi says. De loy toli be maise knises Rosh Hashanah shalem ein toli be maise. He's only speaking about a Rosh Hashanah, which is not dependent on any actions which have to be taken. Elo mishi yegia hayoim, when the time comes, havi Rosh Hashanah. Umishadesh Hashanah lemilsei, then it becomes Rosh Hashanah, as soon as the time comes. That's what the Artan is speaking about. Midi de toli b'maise, ki goin Rosh Hashanah, da oimer, ushtei alechem, ein Hashanah mischadeshes lahatel chodosh b'mdine, does not become Rosh Hashanah that you're permitted to eat chodosh, oi b'migdosh ele b'akroves oimer v'kivsei atzeres, you have to be makrib kolbonis. So this Rosh Hashanah does not work by itself. You have to do something in order for the halachas to be chal. So he's not talking about such a Rosh Hashanah. This is a new teretz. Frag the Gemara v'arei rigolim. So the Gemara asks, what about Yomim Tovim? So again, the Gemara held that Rosh Hashanah of rigolim is that when you are able to be makriv your neder, then the rigolim are chal. Then the Baal Ta'achah starts. So you cannot be makriv the neder till after you makriv the tomid shol shachar. V'arei regolim midi detali b'maise v'kochoshe. So the Gemara answered the same teretz like before. Baal Ta'achah memele kochayil. He's mechuyev from before, and the Baal Ta'achah is chal memele. Let us see what Rashi says. V'arei regolim kosal kedaitoch she'ein Baal Ta'achah chal at she'tovoy shoharuye lavoz kol benidroi. That the Baal Ta'achah starts when he's first able to be makriv his kolben. Nimtzeshu toli betomid shel shachar. So the year only starts after they were makriv the tomid. So Gemara says, memele kochayel, mishekidish hayoyim. The Gemara asks again, vahare yoivlois. What about yoivl? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel b'noish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikehi. Again, that the yoivl starts. The Yovel starts with Adam Isa. The Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah at night. The Yovel should totally be Kiyas. That is a second teretz. Rav Ashi Omar, a third teretz, to feemfer why Artana did not speak about Tezayin Nissen and Vav Sivan. So he says, Pshat Ma Mishnah is as follows. Arbo Roshei Hashanim Heim, there are four Roshei Shonim, Shehem ba'arba roshei chodoshim. The Tana is counting roshei shonim, which are chal reish chodesh. Be'echot benissin is reish hashonim lemlochim. That's one reish hashonim. Rigolim means that the rigolim come in the chodesh, which begins with echot benissin. But we're speaking about echot benissins. Be'echad be'elu, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah ma'aseh b'heima, Echad be'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shmitim l'yoivles, Echad b'shmat, Rosh Hashanah l'ilonis. So therefore, the Tana did not want to speak about the Omer, which is Tezayin Nissen. He did not want to speak about the Akrov of the Shtei Lechem, which is Vav Sivan. That's Rav Ashi's Teretz. Abor Arba Rosh Hashanim Hem Shein Ba Arba Rosh Chodoshim. Fragt der Gemara, Be'echad b'Shvat, so comes out the fourth Rosh Hashanah, he's only speaking about Rosh Chodesh, so he holds like Be'Shamai, ki Be'Shamai? You want to say the Tana, if he says four, he holds like Be'Shamai? Hachi kama. So the Tana says as follows, Shloisha l'divrei akel. According to everyone, there's three. In Be'echad b'Shvat, Machloik is B'Shamai b'Sil. That means according to B'Shamai, there are four Rosh Hashanim which start Rosh Chodesh. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Ashi, Oma hodo leichoshi v'masnisen el abo, lefi shaloimono elo Rosh Hashanim aboim b'Rosh Chodoshim. He's only speaking about Rosh Hashanim which achal Rosh Chodesh. Bein regolim in aminyan, and regolim taka does not come in, because that starts in the middle of the month. Look at Amrin, and regol shaboy, the Rosh Chodesh of that month is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But he's thinking about Rosh Chodesh. Lochi loitoni nami Rosh Hashanah da'imer shtei alechem. Because there, lemaise taka starts with akrobas ha'imer. That's mamish the middle of the month. Upachinen im kein be'echad b'shvat sosam lontana b'reishe ke b'shamay diki b'sil ala omri b'tezvav boy. Smahachi kama tanda mesnisen. Tanda mesnisen sosam b'reishe. First he said as tamishne echad b'shvat b'rosh yishonim. He wanted to say that there's four rosh yishonim that start rosh chodesh. V'hoda porish, then he explained v'ozl b'seifa. That what he said, there's four. Echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah lilon divrei b'shamay. Lemeimra to explain the hod the sosam bereishe abo Rosh Hashanah b'Rosh Chodashim lav divrei hakel hi ela b'shamay. Because it's going according to b'shamay. Shloisha le divrei hakel lav davke. That means it doesn't go according to everyone. The echad be'elo nami pluktei. Not everyone holds that they're shloisha. The Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Omerim Be'echad B'Tishrei. So according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, you only have two Rosh Hashanim which start in Rosh Chodesh, Nisan and Tishrei. Ela Beisilukoi. Beisil can hold there's three, and Beishamai holds can hold that there's four. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Midi Detoli B'Maise. This is going on the Teretz of Rav Shisha Berei de Ravidi, that the Tana is only speaking about a Rosh Hashanah that comes without doing a Maise. Vektach Teisves, Uleman da Oma, Afilu Bizman Shebeis Amigdash Kayim, Heyer HaMizrach Matir, there's a Machloikis Tanoim in Mesechtes Menoches. One Tana holds that the Chodosh. Let us say, what do we do nowadays? What is Matir the Chodesh? We don't have a Kolban Ha'ima. What is Matir the Chodesh? So there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that as soon as it becomes, the 16 days in Nisan, it becomes Mutter. Hey, as soon as it becomes the 16 day in Nisan, it becomes Mutter already. But that is only when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to be Makkah B'Kol B'Noima. That's what one Tana holds. And the other Tana holds that Philip is Man Abayis, it's a mitzvah to be Makkah the Kolben, but it's Mutter Heyer HaMizrach. So Tosfos asks, according to that Tana, that it is Mutter before you Makkah the Omer, so it is a Rosh Hashanah that does not need a Maiseh. So why doesn't it say in our Mishnah? That's why it says Kasha. Laman da Oma, afilu bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim, heyer hamizrach mater, mikol mokim, ad yoim haviyachem lemitzvah kedamrinim b'mnachas perik Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says that bizman habayis, even though the lav of achilas chodosh did not apply as soon as it became the 16th day in Nisan, but there was a mitzvah saseh, or a bittul mitzvah saseh, that you're not allowed to eat the chodosh, kozman, you're not makriv, the oimer. So it comes out, the gmar heter of the oimer, the gmar heter of chodosh, is totally in the akroves oimer. So even though the law falls off, but there's a bittul mitzvah saseh. Vere yoivlis, yesh toime, here taisis es diskashe, mais alkedaitach, ole mituk min klal, el rabbi shmol b'noi shrabi yechene mebroike le kamon. What was the havamin of the Gemara? Ve'echot b'shvat ke b'shamay, perish b'tmiye. Shloisha l'divrei hakel v'echad b'shvat machloikis. So Taisa says the word divrei hakel you have to take with a grain of salt. Olam etikma k'Rab Shimon. The Mishnah does not go according to Rab Shimon. The Shloisha, the last lay echad b'elu is Rosh Hashanah l'maisa b'heime. Ala k'Rab Meir osye. Bakati tzricha l'meibe de nosib l'alibe de tanoi. You have to say the old teretz that the Mishnah is going according to Rab to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and he paskin according to different Tanoim. Dilrigoyim lo imetukme kerameya. So Golim, Rabbeinu HaKodesh paskin like Rab Shimon, and by Ma'aseh Beim, he paskin like Rab Meir. Okay, now we're starting a new sugya. Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon oimrim be'echod betishrei. We have a machloikis Ma'aseh Beim. When does the new year start, and when does the old year end? Rab Meir said it ends Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rab Elazar and Rab Shimon said it ends Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Amar Rab Yochanan Ushneim Mikra Echad Dorshu. Both of them learned from the same pasuk their halacha. That means there's a pasuk in Tillim. And how they learn pshat in the pasuk in Tillim, that's how they derive the halacha. What is the pasuk in Tillim? The pasuk says as follows: Lav shu korim hatzayin, va'amokim yatfu bo yisroya'u af yoshiru. Now, let us just say taitshvelter, and then we'll see exactly Rashi and Tosfos how this is merumis in the pasuk. Lav shu korim atzoyim. This pasuk means this the beginning of the pasuk means that the tzoyim become mu'ubores. When do the tzoyim become mu'ubores? What season of the year do the tzoyim become mu'ubores? Va'amokim yatfu bo. The season is when you look in the valleys and you see that the bo, the tvua, the corn started growing. So when it becomes that time of year that the tfu is growing, that is the time when the tzayin become mu'uboris. Yisroya'u af yoshiru. Now, these three words mean, this is the next month. Here we're speaking about when the tfu is ready to be cut. When the tfu is completely grown, that's the zman, so the wind shakes the tfue, and it seems as if the tfue is singing. Yisroyu af yoshir. So we have a posik that somehow says as follows. There's a zman when the tzayin become muboris, and then we say two zmanim. One zman we're speaking about a zman when the tfue starts coming up. The second zman we're speaking about when the tfue is completely grown. Now we'll see how the Tanoim learn Pshat and the Pasuk, and how you can derive a halacha from this Pasuk. Rab Meir Sova, Rab Meir learn Pshat and this Pasuk as follows. Amosai Lov Shu Korim Hatzoin. When do the Tzoin become Muboris? Bizman, Sha'amokim Yatfu Bo. When you look in the valleys, and you see that the valleys are covered with Tvuah. Now let's get more specific. And when is this that the valleys are covered with tfuah? Ba'odor. So memela we know that odor is the zman of amokim yisatfu bo, and that is the zman when the behemis become muboris. Misabrois ba'odor. So the pasuk tells us that they become muboris. There's a season, a mating season. That's an odor. In odor, they become muboris. Now the zman ha'ibul of a behemah dake, talking about tzayin, the zman ha'ibul is 5 months. So they become muboris chaydish hol chaydish adol. That's the zman ha'ibul. The yelda is ba'ov. And they give birth in Av. So the newborn, the pre-behemtecha, so they come into this world Av. is Reish HaShoneh Shalahem Elul, so therefore the year ends, the previous year ends, and the new year starts, Elul. So we'll see Rashi says a cheshbin, just like by Meisel Dogon, the year ends after the Gmar of the Tvuah, when the Tvuah becomes ripe and edible. So then that's when the new year starts. We'll see later how we know this. So Hu Adin by Meisel Behema, we learn that Meisel Behema from Meisel Dogon. So when the behemoths come about, that means they come into existence, Chodesh Av, so right afterwards is the year ends, and that's Chodesh Elul. That is how Rav Meir learned Pshat in the Pasuk. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Oimrim, they learned this Pasuk a little differently. Amosai Lovshu Korim HaTzayin, which month do the Tzayin become Muboreis? Bizman she Yisrayu af Yashiru. There's a third zman in the, there's a second zman in the posik. And this man, when the tvuah is completely grown, when the tvuah is singing, when the wind is banging the husks of tvuah one next to the other, so this man of Yisrayu af Yashiru, that's when the tzayin become muboris. Amosai, when is that? Amosai shibolim oimreis shira, when is this man? Benissen. So the Pasuk is telling us, love shu korim atzayin, when is this? Yisrayu af yashiru, that the tzayin become a boris in Nissen. Mis abrois benissen. So they become a uber benissen. And this man ha'ibo is 5 months, v'yodais be'elo, is reish hashanah shelahem tishrei. So the reish hashanah is tishrei. So that means both tanoim held that the Rosh Hashanah is as soon as this man after the new pre-behemoth comes into the world, that's when it starts, that's the next Rosh Hashanah. The Shaila is, when is this man, when they come? Do they come Elo, or do they come up? Frekte Gemore, ve'idach nami, hoksiv Yisrayu af Yashiro. What did Rameya do with Yisrayu af Yashiro? He just learned the first half of the pasuk. He said pshat that the tzayin becomes muboris in Ador. That's the zman of Amokim Yad Vubor. And then he made a cheshbon, so the Yodis and Elul. Yodis and Ot. So Mamela, the Shon ends in Elul. But what do you do with Yisrayu Af Yashira? That's speaking about Nissen. The Idach Nami Rameya Hoksiv Yisrayu Af Yashira. She says, yeah, ahu ba'afei loso. That's speaking about the slow ones. That means most behemoth dakis are misaber be'odor. There are some that are misaber benissen, ba'feilos, or the slow ones. The havim benissen, above this man. This man meiser is totally in roiv of them. Roiv are misaber be'odor. Okay, that's not too bad. Now let's go to Rab Shimon. Nami hoksi va'amokim yatfu bo. The Pasuk says that they become ubores in Ador. What do you do with this? It says, ahu b'chelfa yosa. That's speaking about those who are not the normal ones. They become, those who are misabres, the quick ones. They become uber earlier among the Osian me'odo. So Memele, the Pasuk is speaking about the normal Zman Ha'ibur of Roiv Tzayin, and then the Pasuk is also speaking about either an earlier Zman Ha'ibur or a later Zman Ha'ibur. That's the Machloikis Tanoi. Frek the Gemore, but the flow of the Pasuk has to stim. Bishloimel Rav Meir, Kiddersim, the Pasuk reads very well. Love shu korim atzayin, bizman shamokim yatfu bo. When do the tzayin become uberes? When the valleys are full of tvuah. So that is odo. The ikinami, this other tzayin that become uberes, yisroi af yeshiro, other tzayin become uber, and listen. Elo, le rabbo loza ve rab shimin, but according to rabbo loza ve rab shimin, if they learn pshat, that love shukorim atzayin is going in this man of Yisrayu af Yashiru, is Ibrahim Boile. So the Pasuk should have read differently. Love Shukorim Atzoyim, Bizman Shisroyu Af Yeshiru, Vikanami the Amokim Yatfu Bo. So therefore the Gemara slugs up this Pshat. Let us see Rashi. Love shu korim atzoin. So Rashi says, mikro hu b'sefer tehillim. This is a pasuk in sefer tehillim. Love shu korim atzoin, v'amokim yad fubo, yisroyu af yoshiru. Love shu korim atzoin. So Rashi says, mislapshois hakvosim. The kvosim become milubashois. They become dressed. What does that mean? Shemis abrois. They become Uber. So how, what Shaiches does Misabres have a Shaiches with Mislapshois? Tuvia Hama wanted a Taine. In the Poshib Shat and Posik, the Mitzuda says, Vashat Lovshu Korim Hatzoin, She Hatzoin Yilbishu Bosor Vishumen. They gain 25 pounds more. They gain weight. So that's the Lovshu. They gain a coating of fat and meat. They gain weight. So they learn pshat, a love should korim atzoin means that when they become uboris, they also gain weight. So memelim, some of them get fatter also. Besides the ibur, they become fatter also. So memelim, that shat mislapshes akvosim, they can become a lubish with more fat and meat. Shem misabris, this occurs when they become uboris. Yatfu bo shazriyet zaymeches v'nikeres yofe. You could start seeing how the tvu is starting to grow. Yisroyu af yoshiru b'nisin. Kshiyagia zman hakotzer. When it's time to cut the tvu, v'atvu bekashim shalom. Then the tvu is in its husks, v'ruach menasheves, and the wind blows. V'heinoikshim zu al zu, one bangs on the other. Nishma ha'keil, v'nireis kemishayre reis. So this is innocent. Reish ha'shana shalem elu, the samach legamroi, be this man, when it ends, hu zman chadosh v'yoshon, shalahem lechidush ha'shana. So when their zman ends, so then that ends the year, and then the new year starts. Bizman she'yisroyu, ha'shibaylim. So the Gemara asked Akash, what did Rameya do with Yisroyu af Yashiru? So he answered, Ahu ba'feiloso, yesh lechotzoin, ha-ma'atifois, ma'atifois, Rashi says in Chumash, that they don't want to become this Abba from a Zohar. They warm themselves up in their own wool. U'misachos lekabo Zohar, ad nisin, avarubo me'odar havo. Bishloim Rab Meir the Dorish Kro Kedersiv Love Shukorim is very good. Vikenami Miyute Shemis Lapsho is Korim Achi Yisroyo Ashibol. But we go Bosor Roiv Tzoyin. Elo Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Doma Ruba Benisim Miyute Baoda. Ibchem Iboy Leila Michto. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Agav Urche, the Ran asks a Kasha. Whatever the cheshbon is, this is only a cheshbon of behem edake. The ibur of a behem edake is 5 months. The ibur of a behem gase is 9 chadoshim. And maisa behem is in according to by all behemis it's either elul or tishrei. So the Ran answers that there's a hekish boker tzoin called maisa boker tzoin. And roiv behemis are tzoin. So memele, so these manim, called maisa boker b'tzoin, we're makish boker to tzoin. So this man shone, which applies by tzoin, applies by boker also, even though the tam doesn't apply, but this man applies. That's what the Chiddush Ran answers. But al kaponim, we didn't figure out yet what's the tam of Rab Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Anu mahalach. Elo omarove. De kula alme lovshu korim atzoin. Everyone holds, when is this man that korim become, that the tzoin become this abba? This man, shamokim yatfu bo. They become this abba in ador, ba'ador. And Lamaise, they're noilet, and oh, so what's the machlokes? V'hocha b'haikra kamiflagim. There's a posik. Aser ta aser. So we learn out b'shnei maisreis akosov medaber. There are two maisres. Echad maiser behemah, v'echad maiser dogam. So now there's a hekish maiser behemah to maiser dogam. Is Rameya Sova Makish Maisa Behemala Maisa Dogon? The Hekish works as follows. Ma Maisa Dogon, Somach Legomra Yisura, just like by Maisa Dogon. The Maisa, the year ends. After Gomroi, we'll see Gomroi is right before Tishrei, so the year ends Tishrei. No, I'm sorry. The year ends Somach Legomra Yisura. Because the true is Nigmar Elo, so the year ends Samach Legomroi, Af Maisa Beheime Samach Legomroi Yisurai. So since their Gemar is Ob, so the Rosh Hashanah is Elo. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sovri, Makish Maisa Beheime La Maisa Dogon, Ma Maisa Dogon Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei, Af Maisa Beheime Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. We'll explain the ish of Maiser Behemoth to Maiser Dogon. So Rameyer says, just like by Maiser Dogon, this man that the Shona ends is Samach Legomroi. So who adin by Maiser Behemoth? So then it should be Elul. And the Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, just like by Maiser Dogon, this man is Tishrei. So also this man is Tishrei. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Meiser Dogon Samoch Legomroi Isurei. Rosh Hashanah Lemaisreis. What is the Rosh Hashanah Lemaisreis? Tishrei. Dochi Toni Leile Kamon. Bebreise. V'Tishrei Samoch Legomroi. Tishrei is the month after its nigma. The Chol Yemoisa Chamo Menichim Leyavish Begronei Shabesodeis. So others say Pshat and Rashi. Rashi means to say as follows. This is what the Turiyevin says. That Rashi means to say, the Gemara says in Bob Metziah that the Chiyev Maisa is Mishanichnas L'Soich Abayis. You need Riyas Pnei Abayis. That's when it becomes Mechuyev B'Maisa. When is it brought into the house? After Elul. Kolzman, It's the middle of the summer, even though it doesn't grow anymore. It was cut Pesach time. But the tvue remained outside to dry in the sun. So the Maisa, when was the Chi of Maisa Chal? The Chi of Maisa is Chal by the end of Elul. So, because then they brought it into the houses, into the Chotzer. So in that Zman, right afterwards starts the new year. Yeah. Period. Let us see Taisus. Love shu korim hatzayin. So Rashi had a psashtikal problem. How do we see in love shu korim hatzayin that it's misabrois? Want to say they get fatter? That's the levisha. So Taisva says betargeminon. The Targum says yalun duchraye ilave ano. The Targum says love shu korim hatzayin means that the zchorim. So the Pasuk is speaking about the Shas HaIbul, and that's the Levisha, the Zchorim HaMelabish the Nekevitz. V'hu Loshen Nekiyah. The Pasuk speaks it out in the Loshen Nekiyah. Sivsechav HaSalechem HaShel Hu Oichel is also a Loshen Nekiyah, which is speaking about Ishtoi. So here it's also a Loshen Nekiyah. Bekuntres meforish lekamon legabi hodom Rabbi Yeshua ben Nissen nivroi lom de kamrin in boise perig zman beime vechai vayv shemizdab gim zeim ze. Fakir, that's the zman of zivug. Bekan loy pirishkein. Here Rashi does not speak, the Rashi learns a different shot, that misabrois, that the love shoe is shemisabrois, not the zivug of the behemis. Samoch legamroi isurai, V'af al gav, some emailer, so the Gemara said that this, the Rameir learned that the Zman of the Shnas HaMaiser ends after Gomroi. Fragt sich Teusvis, v'af al gav des nan beperikame de meisris, hatvue v'hazese mishe yaviu shlish. Fragt sich Teusvis, des man of afroshes meiser can be when it didn't even grow completely. If it grew a third of its growth, it's edible already. You can be mafrish meiser. Mikol mokim ein derech leloktom elok shenigmuru. But the derech is, you don't pick it by a shlish, you pick it when it's finished growing. So the Torah Evan says, he can't begin to understand how Taisus loim pshat in the Gemara. Because Taisus is asking, what is Taisus asking? Somoch legomroi isuroi, you can give maisa ready when it grew a third. Fine. So that could be, for all practical purposes, it grows a third in other already. Maybe even before other it grows a third. So what's the kasha? So if it grew a third in other, so somach legomre yisura, you should be, so the year should end nissen. And for Taisvis, now even though you can give maisa when it grow a third, but you don't make a harvest when it grew a third. You wait till it grows completely. Frek the Torah Evan, when does it grow completely? Nissen is this man Kotzel. So Mamela, so how did we jump to Tishrei? That's why he doesn't understand what Taisvus is saying. If Taisvus loim shat in the Gemara, Gomrei means when the Tvue finishes growing, the Tvue finishes growing Nissen. This man Kotzer is Nissen. Or before that. So how do we jump to Tishrei? So al kochach taf mezogen, Gomrei does not mean when the Tvue starts finishing growing. The Gomrei means when the Chiyav Meiser is chal, and that's chal Berias Pnei Abayis, and that's chal, this man ha'asifa, that's chal Seif Elo. So he doesn't understand Taisvis. Ma Meiser dogon Reish Hashone Shaloi Tishrei, Kedisnan Bepirkin. How do we know that Rosh Hashanah Maaseh Dagon is Tishrei? L'Yerokis. It says, Bechad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Yerokis. Tahainu L'Maaseh. Kach Mefarish B'Gemore. U'miyu Loi Mefarish Minolam. In fact, but the Gemore does not explain, how we know that this man is Tishrei. V'Shem Anavkelon B'Dersiv Aser Ta'ases Kol Tvuh Zarecho Hayoytze Yasode Shone Shone. You should be memasa ayetz asod shone. V'gomar shone shone mitishrei. We learn how to say reshav shone shone mitishrei. Receive mereishes hashone kedul kamon gabi l'shmitin. So memele, so that we learn out that this shone means tishrei. Voidish loyma the time of the betishrei kede perish rashi pek beis diksubis. Loy nischaivu yisroel b'maisa Limnoi. They only became a chuyiv a meiser. They started counting shmitin. Im kein meiser b'shmitin toler rachmon. Shmitin have a tishrei reish hashan. So memele. So bekitzer. Let us just now explain the machlokes chamei Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. I have a posik that the shana of meiser dogon is tishrei. Now the machloikis Rameir Abelazar is, what is pshat in Tishrei? So Rameir says that Tishrei is the month that comes right after the Tvuah is Nigmar. So the reason of Tishrei is because this is the month that comes right after the food is Nigmar. So the Tvuah is Nigmar. So Memele by Maiser Beheime, this man Rosh Hashanah should also be the month after their Neilat. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah should be Elo. That is Rameyes for it. The Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, no, who tells you to tell you that that's the reason? Who says the reason of Tishrei? It's coincidental. That is true. The Tvuah is Nigmar and Elo, and the Rosh Hashanah starts Tishrei. But that's not the reason. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv. That is this man of the Shnas HaMaisa starts Tishrei. And we have a Hekish Maisa Behemel a Maisa L'maisa dogon, so this man of the Shnasa Maisa also starts Tishrei. That is the end of this sugya, and now we're starting a new sugya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashone l'shonim. Be'echad b'tishrei starts the Rosh Hashone l'shonim. In fact, the Gemara l'may hilchis, what does that mean? It's Rosh Hashone for the years. Omar Rav Pope l'shtoris. What's that lishtoris? that we, the shtaris, that you start the new year, as soon as Tishrei passes, as soon as it comes Tishrei, you add on a new year. This nan, and we learn, Shitrei Chayv Amukdomim Psulim Amukhorim Ksheirim, it's very important to write the correct date. If you'll be magdim the date, it's Apostle Ishtar. So therefore, you have to know when the year starts. The year starts Tishrei. Frag the Gemara v'hosnan, we learned in our Mishnah, be'echad b'nisser Rosh Hashanah l'mlochim, v'amrinim, we said, l'may hilchese, v'omar Rav Chisda l'shtoris. So what's flying here? The Mishnah starts saying that this, the year, you start counting from Tishrei. And now you're telling me that the year you start counting from Tishrei. So what's happening for shtoris? So the Gemara says, loy kashe, it's not kashe. Kan lemalcha Yisrael. It matters who under whose government you are. The Reish of the Mishnah is speaking about when with Yisrael al admosam, they were under the leadership of Malcha Yisrael. So then the year starts from Nissan. As soon as it becomes Nissan, we hit on a new year. That's lemalcha Yisrael. Kan lemalcha umaysa oilam. And, but that what it says, be'echot b'tishrei reish shana l'shonim, speaking about when Yidden are under the jurisdiction of Malchei Umas Olam, so their year starts from Tishrei. So maybe that's pshat in our Mishnah. Frek the Gemara lahoda omar Rav Chisda, we learned before in Dav Gimel, Rav Chisda said pshat in our Mishnah as follows. Lo ishanu, when do you start cheshbening from Nissan el l'malchei Yisrael? Aval l'malchei Umas Olam mi Tishrei moninon. But Malchei Umas Olam, you start counting from Tishrei. Frag the Gemara, Rav Chisda mas nisen osa lashmina. What is Rav Chisda telling us? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah itself says this. Be'echad b'tishrei reish shana l'shanim. So Rav Papa said, shanim means shtoris of Umas Olam. So memele, so what is Rav Chisda telling us? So the Gemara says, loy. Rav Chisda kroi osa lashmina. Rav Chisda is coming to tell us a pasuk. That means Rav Chisda tells us, the Mishnah tells us the halacha. But Rav Chisda is telling us, how did the Mishnah know? So the Rav Chisda brings the psukim, he brings a pasuk of Nehemiah, that from the pasuk of Nehemiah we can prove that by Malchei Umas Olam you don't start counting from Nisan, you start counting from Tishrei. That is one teretz. V'boyis Eimo. If you want, I'll tell you a second teretz. Rav Chisda Takeh holds the Mishnah is not speaking about shtoris of Malchei Umas Olam. Okay, the Mishnah is only speaking about shtoris of Malchei Yisrael. Shtoris of Malchei Umas Olam, Rav Chisda told you himself, that's his chiddush. That by Umas Olam, you start cheshbening from Tishrei. Aye, so what's pshat in the Mishnah be'echod be'tishrei reish shana l'shanim? He holds like Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira did not learn like a puppet. Rab Zeira omar litkufe. Rab Zeira said, the tkufe is hashonim. From when you start cheshbening the tkufe is therefore tkufe is achama. When do you start cheshbening the tkufe? So there's a machloikis between Rab Yeshua and Rab Elezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Benisan nivra ha'olam." So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you should start cheshbening the tkufe from Nisan. According to Rabbi Elazar, he holds b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. So you start cheshbening from Tishrei. So that's pshat in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Elazar he the omar b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Elazar that holds b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, and that's pshat b'echad benisan reish shana l'shanim that you start counting the tkufes from the Tkufas Achame, from Tishrei. Let us see Rashi. Be'echot be'tishrei reish shana l'shanim ma'hilchus l'shtoris. Le'tchilis shnois melachim, that the year starts, the new year starts, k'nefrishis bereish pirkin. K'roi osa l'ashminim, so the Gemara says that Rav Chisda is not telling us the halacha, he's just telling us the makor of the halacha. Namrinu bereish pirkin, divu nechemia ben chakalya. Rav Chisda is just telling you how Chazal knew that Malchei Umas Olam you start counting from Tishrei. ויבוא יסיימה רב חיסדה דיצלך לשמינין כדמורון דמלכימוס בתשחי לסלי הודה רב פופה. He doesn't hold like רב פופה. דפור איש חישה שונה לשונים דהוכה לשטורס. He doesn't hold that that's פשטן דמישנה. אלה כרב זיירה מסני לו. He holds like רב זיירה. לפירושו דלשונה דמסניסן דרב זיירה מסני חישה שונה לשונים לתקופס חמה לבונו. That the tkufe of the Cham and the Levona, you start counting from Tishrei. Lei mishamaynim lebriyosan viluchan shetkufe sachama umildeis halavone. Everything you start cheshbening from Tishrei. The Rebbe Lezeri, the Omar be Tishrei nivra ha'olam lekamon bepirkin.